Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Is this Pantera?
This is not Pantera.
It's not? I thought you were going to play this.
That's what he said. I never agreed to play Pantera.
Do you ever watch Modelo commercials?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not interested in them, but I've seen them.
Then you've seen this guy.
He's the most interesting man in the world?
No. He was an immigrant. You know, the Modelo commercials are all about immigrants and things like that. Anderson Paak's family came from Haiti or wherever. And so, yeah, he's been on the Modelo commercials.
I don't remember those. This is a bad thing. The Astros bus driver was the same bus driver that the Titans had. That is terrible. Why is this guy the bus driver for everybody in Minnesota?
I don't know.
What a jerk. And he's got the Roni.
Why is he a jerk?
Because he's got the Roni. Maybe he's giving it to our teams.
Maybe he got it from the Titans. Maybe they're the jerks.
I don't care. I don't want him or Adam Gase around my kids.
Why? What?
I don't know. I'm looking at Adam Gase right now. What a
disaster. You don't want him around your quarterback.
You may be right. They're not going to fire him because they want to lose.
No, I think they want to let this keep. Greg Williams might win some games. Like he might say we're not throwing it as much. We're running. We're going to slow the game down.
Is he going to cut the head off the snake?
Maybe. Greg Williams. Remember that. Don't forget that Greg Williams. You know it was Denver, right? That didn't make Greg Williams the head coach. Wait. What happened when it was not Denver? I'm sorry, the Browns. When it was,
yeah.
Remember it was what's his name? Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah,
they went Freddie instead of Greg Williams. Greg Williams has had guys play for him. When he's got a little Buddy Ryan vibe to him, where defense not Buddy Ryan's probably not a great comparison, but guys play on the defense for Greg Williams. They'll get after it for him, and I think. If the Jets really want to make sure they keep on losing, you need to keep Gase there. Keep him here, Henry. Keep him here. Just like they did in Goodfellas when they wanted Billy Bats to stay. Keep him here. Mm-hmm. You don't want him leaving.
No.
You want Bats leaving. You wanted to stomp on him.
Yeah.
Well, if the Jets are serious about losing, which they're probably not serious about losing, but now they're probably thinking, well, if we got to hit a reset on the whole organization, better to Joe Douglas is. It's got to be crossing his mind, their GM. I mean, it's better to do it with Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
We'll deal Sam Darnold, get some draft picks.
But I found Trevor
get a
Lawrence.
Brand I'm new like, head
really?
Coach.
Are you gonna wait a minute? So you're just gonna put me in that situation?
So on the Athletic podcast with Dane Brugler, we do prospect to pros. So check out that podcast. We talk NFL draft prospects, but also what rookies are doing now. And we brought this up. What are the chances that Trevor Lawrence could opt back in and say, I'm not coming out this year?
I don't think.
We both think it's low.
Yeah.
We both think it's low because he strikes me as a guy who would take the challenge on or whatever. But, you know.
Well, listen, is there a worse organization than Cincinnati? And Joe went
but
there.
But Joe, it was Joe's last year.
Yeah.
Joe didn't have a chance. What Joe was hoping. Yeah,
but,
here's what somebody.
But quarterbacks have said before, I'm not going there.
Here's what somebody at LSU told me.
Said, I'm not going there.
Somebody at LSU told me that he came into the offices and looked into getting an extra year because a hardship year or something like that to see if he could get the extra year because he loved playing college football.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Not because of the Bengals. Now, did he want to go to the Bengals? No. Did he or his family want to? No. They didn't want to, but they did because that's just the way it goes. And he's not a wussy. Trevor Lawrence doesn't strike me as a guy that would be a baby. They're like, well, I don't get what I want.
And plus, you're in New York. I mean, let's face it.
But if you wanted to. But he could stay 4 years if he wanted to.
You believe in Douglas, right?
I mean, everything I've heard from people is Joe D knows what he's doing. He's a good football guy. Joe Douglas just took over. Mekhi Becton, his first pick. I like Mekhi Becton, their tackle. I think he's a talented player. Denzel Mims, I thought they over. I'm not a big Denzel Mims guy, but I like some of their picks. But that is that they are a ways away. Now they got to get a lot of. They were like Miami. They were like Miami Dolphins at the beginning of the year away last year. That team sucked. This team sucks. And Miami had a crap load of draft picks.
Yeah.
How could you not like Denzel Mims?
I didn't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Yeah.
How could you not like him?
You gotta love that.
I didn't say I didn't like his comments on Twitch.
On Philadelphia.
On Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Everybody feels that way about Philadelphia. Only he was able to articulate it.
Yeah, in the most succinct and really accurate way possible.
What was it again?
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Come on, he's a legend. Come on,
that's right. Was he talking about Lance's brisket?
Well,
dirty ass trash ass city.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
I think he said city.
City. Okay.
I mean, that can't be mistaken for brisket. I guess.
It could be. It could have been. It could have been. How about Trevor Bauer on his way out? So they scored 0 runs in 22 innings. A new record. Congratulations, Reds. That was going to be a effing... What were they going to be again? What did...
Effing nightmare.
Effing nightmare.
That's what Joey Votto said.
They were an effing nightmare. Their offense. Congratulations, Joey Votto. Jerk.
Once again, he did nothing to you.
Well, he tried to do something.
No, in your brain.
It doesn't matter. Something is there, Dell, that made me think that for whatever reason.
I'm going to go with paranoia, but okay.
To the fans in my mentions, Trevor Bauer, to the fans in my mentions right now, Reds fans, I love you all. Thanks for an amazing season. Wish you could have been at the ballpark. Braves fans, seems like y'all hate me and I wouldn't be embraced here. What a shame. Astros fans, LOL, why are you all here? Stay mad. Because you, my friend, for whatever reason, the Astros have rented space in Trevor Bauer's head. Because it doesn't matter. Before this series started, he was on the he sent out a tweet about the Astros.
He also wore recently garbage can cleats.
Yeah. Garbage can cleats. Like, what? How did the Astros? I know you were with Cleveland, but you know what? They beat you. They beat your fans. They beat you in Cleveland. They kicked your ass. Okay, so Carlos Correa homered off of you. Well, not off of you, but and Bregman, you're his bia. So why in the world get off it, Trevor Bauer? But you know what I would like? Trevor Bauer.
You would flip really quickly if he signed here.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd be a big fan. He is the Bryson DeChambeau of baseball.
What does that mean?
He is all about – he does it his own way, his own technology. You see what he does with that poll before the game and how he stretches. They did a thing on Trevor Bauer and he and his dad. They worked out by the way, he doesn't really listen to the pitching coaches. He does it his way, and this is the way that I do it.
Well, you know, Bauer is one of the guys who started, I can't remember the technology, but Bauer is big into the spin rate technology. He's part, I think, part developer slash owner of it. Bauer's so tricky for me because there are times that I kind of like Bauer. There are times like, I kind of like this guy. And then there's times he's just a gigantic a-hole.
Right.
And I can't like get all the way on board with Trevor Bauer because he's a super duper a-hole. And he also is Mr. Social Media. Like he's a guy that likes to let it all play out. Why y'all here? Why y'all stay mad? Like, shut up, Trevor.
No. He loves that. And it's a lot like
Bryce. He does love it.
A lot like Bryce. He's the Bryson DeChambeau. Technologically, he is so advanced. And he
uses, DeChambeau really is?
Oh my gosh, dude. Every single thing. I mean, he uses clubs that are all the same length. He has a different swing plane than everybody else. He said, you know what? If I bulk up and I hit it as far as I possibly can, oh, guess what? I'll win the U.S. Open. And I've changed the course of history the way that I'm hitting the ball. Technologically, he doesn't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks about him. And he'll say whatever, and he has. He and Trevor Bauer are about the same guy. Trevor Bauer, did you see the HBO sports show?
Real Sports?
Yeah, Real Sports.
Yeah.
They did a thing on him. His coaches hate him. Trevor Bauer is hated.
Is it new one? Or is it one in the past?
It's been in the past.
God, how did I miss that?
Through growing up, because he and his dad said, no, this is the way. I don't care how you do it here. This is how we do it.
They're the most hated.
And guess what? He was the best pitcher in baseball. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Bauer.
He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Right
now. I mean, he's one of the best.
He and Bieber were the best this year.
No, I know, but it's still that attitude that we're going to do what we do. But I mean, he has been. Listen, he is on the. He's into the analytics. He's into the spin rate. He's into all of that. I mean, he is very technologically advanced.
And I would like him on our team.
Well,
that's what I would like.
I mean, he has that kind of swagger, but it's too late. This team just hates him too much.
Well, no. You know what? You know what?
That all goes away when you're on the team. But he would never go to the Astros.
Would not put Astros on his
never. Never.
No, I don't think so.
Never.
I don't think so. And that's just a shame. So screw you, Trevor Bauer. We don't need you around here. Could use you, but we don't need you, okay? Going to win without. Oh, by the way, you're going home. Yeah, you're going home while the Astros are moving on with their sticks, just knocking it around the ballpark. That's right. So go home with your technology. Hope it works out well for you.
Hope your spin rate looks good in the off season.
Yeah,
dork.
I actually have sound from Trevor Bauer.
Go ahead.
Asked about Houston and maybe going there.
I like that dirty ass trash ass city.
And listen,
that's
Trevor.
Trevor. No. Does that sound like a Trevor?
I don't know.
You never know now.
You never know.
Does Tyler sound like a Tyler Hero?
Does
Jason Braddock sound like a Jason Braddock?
Jason Braddock sounds like a Denzel Mims.
Is it Denzel Mims or Jason Braddock?
I like that dirty ass trash ass city.
That sounds
like Creighton.
No.
Oh.
Creighton's like.
Tell me a city.
What city? What city is it that you didn't like? Braddock, which city didn't you like, Braddock?
God, that's so inside baseball, unless people actually heard that fight when we played it that day.
Right. I think everyone knows what the Jason Braddock is. John Clay Wolf is with us here on ES, and he's going to be here tomorrow morning. What dirty-ass, trash-ass city is he in today?
What trash-ass city is he going to offend tomorrow?
You were just in Philadelphia, weren't you?
I was, but I'm in Huntington Beach right now.
You're in Huntington Beach. You were in that dirty-ass, trash-ass city, Philadelphia, though. How was it?
It was dirty and nasty, and it's what you would think. A bunch of Yankees that have corona.
It has the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, so does. And you were just in Washington, D.C. Thank God you didn't catch it.
I hope I didn't. You want to talk to Yankees and get robbed and get corona.
Yeah.
You go to Philly.
You go to Philly. And Washington, D.C. Everybody in Washington, D.C. has it now. Dirty ass city. So what's going on with your show tomorrow? What are we doing?
Well, tomorrow at 10:00 actually is our first day on KLOS in Los Angeles. So they're going to take us live at 10:00 because we're coming off Westwood One. We're going to have to play this time zone game. But so 10:00 is obviously there 8:00. So you'll notice I'll be on my toes tomorrow at 10:00.
Ooh.
So the floppy me will be, I'll put my pants on at 10:00.
Yeah, you're going to slobber all over them. Ooh, California, we love you. Blah, blah, blah. That's going to be gross.
Nah, I'm not. I just.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to listen to 10 and hear that. I'm going to listen to 10 and see how you. Oh, we love you, California, and we are so politically correct now.
All of our bumpers will be Mamas and Papas, California Dreaming, and Tupac, California. Love. No, it won't. I spent a lot of time at that station in the past couple of days, and they've listened to the show a lot, but I don't know if you can believe that. I mean, it made it through programming and management. They actually listened to, like, several hours, and it started pulling out. Now, tell me about Arabs. Why did you actually say the word Arab instead of Arab?
Well, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do. And all you're going to do is you're going to buy cars, too, in California at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Hey, good luck in California. Have fun with that. Tomorrow, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A little drama at my house now.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, my daughter,
who
is nine, and she's got nine-year-old energy.
Mm-hmm.
Nine-year-old attitude now.
You want to talk about energy, Maddie's got
it. Well, no, she's got real energy. And she is got the kindest heart and all that stuff. But she's also got a little, she's a last word freak, where she's got to get the last word on everything. She also, if she gets in trouble, like, what did I do? What? And if you tell her what she did, I don't understand what I did. What did I do? She'll just keep saying it over and over. So now her new thing, this is the second, my wife texted me.
What? Keep going.
I got to make
sure.
You're
on the radio, remember?
Yeah, she just bleeping said cool again. So her new thing is when she gets in trouble for something, she goes, cool. Like, she goes, cool. Madi, you're supposed to do that. Cool. Like, what? Like, if she gets.
Well, that's all right.
Madi, you were
supposed to do the dishes. Cool.
Yeah, cool. But I can't put it in context, but you've heard it. You know what I'm talking about.
And you're grounded. Cool.
Yeah, cool. And she said cool before and walked out of the room with me.
She's not giving you the satisfaction of letting you know that you register with her. All right, fine.
I went into the room and said, no.
Why is cool disrespectful, Dad?
What did I do? I don't understand. What did I do? You know what you did.
What did she do?
Can
you put into words what she
did?
What did I do? Lance?
Yeah, she was dismissive. Yep. She's dismissive to a direct comment from a parent who was asking her to do why she didn't do something, and she just said cool, was dismissive, and walked out of the room. No. You stay here till I'm – number one, you stay here till I'm done. That's number one. We've had some shifts in the power rankings of my kids. It was a pretty steady board for a while, but this has been real flipped up. Like, Mason was usually the one who would be – give you all that. Mason's actually been – done what we've asked him to do. Like, Mason's really climbed, and Madi has really dropped with the way they behave.
Oh, dude, this is going to happen.
Snacks, the littles have dropped on the power rankings because they've got too much attitude.
Are you crazy? JT, I thought he was going to prison, okay, when he was little. I was pretty sure. No, his preschool teacher said he's going to Yale or jail, this one, because
his preschool teacher told you
exactly
Yale or jail.
He's going to Yale or jail.
If you had, in today's day and age, if someone told you that, you could have gone on social media gotten him
you're
fired.
You're probably right.
Well,
yes. And he ended up at Rice. So
Yale or jail is one of the greatest things I've ever heard of.
He did the flip. You know, when Frankie was a little angel, not so much after.
And that was the flip?
That was a. They flipped, Lance. And you know what? They'll do about three or four more flips before their 20s.
Did the line when Frankie flipped was when she threw something off a table and made Luce pick it up? Was that the time that she flipped?
Because that was young.
No. That was young.
Then how could she have been a little angel if she's pulling that stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like neither. Well, she was a little angel when she was two.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. When she was two and three. When she turned four, then it kind of flipped.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of flipped when she was knocking her bowl off of the plate. Lewis, pick that up.
Wait.
What?
Frankie, did you do that on purpose? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Pretty much, pick it up.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Lance, you're feeling what you're feeling exactly what your dad felt, or maybe some parents felt when you pulled that stuff on them.
I don't know. Yeah, but I didn't. You know what? I didn't talk back to my parents.
But were you ever dismissive?
I was a pain in the ass. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was a pain in the ass once I hit. My pain in the ass started in seventh grade when I really started getting into girls. That's when it all, you know, that's when it all started. It's trouble in school. I couldn't concentrate because all I was doing was trying to, you know, get with Christy Harbor and Mac with her at the dance. You know, try to get behind the stands and start kissing. You know, things like that. Oh, God, I hope my daughter's not in the car listening right now. Holy crap. But I'll get a text in a second if she is. But, that's when I became a problem for my parents in seventh grade. But I wasn't a super bad problem. And I didn't talk back to him. Like, I was going to talk back to Larry Zerline?
No. No.
No. No. A Marine? No.
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 I became a problem a lot younger.
Oh, they're listening. Great.
A lot younger, I became
a
problem.
Well, I was in seventh grade. But yeah, so Marty, since you are listening, if you keep talking back to your mom and you keep dropping cool, I can promise you, you're going to have a problem with me when I get home,
Marty.
Too. So since you're listening.
Marty, you can come live with us.
Yeah, okay? you can live with them and help pick out bags and furniture. Does your wife have to get new purses now that you're moving?
Yes. You can't bring those old purses to the new house.
Marty would like one
or
two of
them. Contaminated, those old purses.
Marty said, why don't you put some purses in this back of this trunk?
And some jewelry, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
Get a little some gold.
Now, my daughter also has Deacon Forrest, the guy who listens. And my daughter also used her birthday money to buy a pillow, a blanket, and a sleeping bag. She had two sets of them for homeless people. So I've got a set that's going to a homeless guy who got rained out, kind of flooded out. All his stuff was ruined. So she also does that. That's her heart.
You know.
But she's just got to quit being smart, Alex.
Seems like a bad investment.
Keep that same energy, Marty.
Yeah. Marty, I would tell you, buying the doubling up on, you know, sleeping gear and giving it to the homeless guy, bad investment.
What? No, that's what? You don't say bad
what
investment.
What are you talking about, bad investment?
I mean, she doesn't have an infinite cash stream because that depends on whether her parents give her stuff. It's a bad investment.
No, it's a good. It's just a kindness of her heart. She wants to see someone sleeping well at night. That's you couldn't be
she
nicer.
Won't, she won't.
Now
see
who's
it.
The bad person, Marty?
Marty.
Now who's the nice
Marty,
man,
I'm not,
Mr. John?
Marty,
that's
I'm not
who,
saying
Marty.
You shouldn't have done it. I'm just telling you,
Mr. Dell,
for future,
bad person.
That's a bad investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice thing to do, just not a great investment. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Bad person. Bad, bad, bad person, look, Mr. Dell.
All you have to know, Marty, is that only bad people tell other people they're bad. You know how I'm not negative in my approach to this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. John, very
negative.
No,
Marty. And follow my lead.
And considering
not that
what
one.
His daughter did to Luce, you can't trust him at all.
Big Aggie Steve said, that mouth doesn't get better as they get older. My oldest daughter at 16 had a mouth with her mom, not me as much. Well, yeah, moms and daughters sometimes have that, right? Isn't that did your wife and daughter have kind of butt heads some?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's a
thing.
That's
a mom daughter.
I'm already expecting that.
That's a mom daughter.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. What about Angela Rippon? Angela Rippon.
Is that Brett Rippon's wife?
Brett Rippon's wife. There she is. Did you see what she said on Twitter? She said, Jets are trash for that BS, for throwing him down the way they did. Well, okay. But didn't Sam Darnold get thrown down pretty tough? And the Jets are just a stupid football team. Just a stupid football team. They had the helmet-to-helmet deal on Rippon that cost them. They had a penalty earlier in the game that cost them.
Just a correction. They're not from Louisiana, so she's his cousin, not his wife.
Oh, that's his cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's got a hot cousin.
Where's he from?
Wasn't Mark Rippon's wasn't Mark Rippon's daughter a model? I believe so.
Well, she is one of his daughters.
Oh, Angela's one of his daughters?
Yeah, Brett Rippon's not the son of Mark.
Oh, he's not.
No.
Oh,
I should know that. I wrote him up.
Angela Rippon is one of his daughters.
Oh, Angela Rippon is she was a model, wasn't she?
Possibly. I know she played quarterback in the women's one of the women's leagues. Yeah.
Oh, wow. She's a football player herself. Angela played quarterback in the Lingerie Football League. And anyway, that's my guy, Rippon Brett, okay? And you're trash, Jets. The Jets are trash anyway,
they are
Angela.
Trash,
yeah. They're trash. Yeah. You're dead on. Not because of last night. The Jets are just trash.
In general.
Yeah. Ian, who's a big Jets fan, texted me before the game. When the Jets win tonight, they're going to be ahead of your Texans. And I said, when the Jets win tonight. Yeah, when the Jets win.
Yeah, I am a little upset about the Jets losing.
I know, right?
It hurts the Texans in the tankathon.
Right. Who's going to – now, you got a
I got a big game.
For that Viking. You got a big game Sunday.
I got a big game Sunday, yeah.
It's the Vikings. This is for – now, losing to the Vikings – now, losing to the Broncos, there's no question the Jets are the worst team in football, right?
Tankathon was now 0-4, but their strength of schedule's been kind of high. They've played good teams outside the Broncos.
Ooh, the Jets, yeah.
Yeah, they played the Bills. But
not like the Texans.
Yeah, well, they play the Bills and the 49ers, but the Texans do have the tougher schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we got to Stone Boy, the Texans get the Jags coming up. So,
yeah, but the Vikings are 0-4, so it'd be a big loss/win for me if they lose to the 0-4 Vikings.
Yeah. This is a big game.
It's a huge game.
This is a huge game for you. Huge game for you. All right, 713-780-3776-827. I want to talk about, listen, you can bet against your Texans right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. All you have to do is go to the site, and you can start gambling. And you can gamble on anything. We got the game two coming up with the Lakers and the Heat. You want to bet on it? You think you know which side you like? Let's go. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You think you know everything about soccer? That's it. Jerry Bowes will give you some picks. If you don't know anything about soccer, just go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you can bet on it. No, just do what Jerry says. He's awesome. And listen, there's all kinds of services that you can use, and you can take advantage of mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They don't mind. Let's go. He said, whatever you deposit, they'll even double that right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You want to bet on sports? You want to bet a casino? You want to bet horse racing? You got it all. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Yeah, Angela Rippon looks like a hell of a football player. Just a hell of a football player.
You like her arm talent?
Yeah, I mean, her dad was a quarterback. She can sling it around. Mm-hmm. She's slinging it around. I see that in this league she's in.
They now call it the Legend Football League.
It's the Legend Football League now?
Yeah. Still the same acronym, LFL, but longer Lingerie Football League.
Is she still a quarterback in the league?
I believe so, if they're still active.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe she still plays for the Seattle Mist, I think is the name of their team.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that was still around. I've never watched a game, really.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I've only seen, like, Twitter clips of something crazy happens.
Yep. So, it is set. The Astros are going to be playing the A's in the ALDS. 5-game series, 5 straight days, starting on Monday. The format is not great, but the A's pitching isn't great. Bassett's good, and you know what? It's not like you can't hit these guys if you decide that you're going to hit. They've lost Chapman too. That's a big loss. So this is going to be an interesting series. While the you know, they're going to play at noon every day because the Yankees are playing the Rays. So that you're not going to be on TV, and you're not going to have prime time ever. The A's and the Astros, could baseball ask for anything worse?
Well, you do. Well, people are going to tune in and watch the Astros lose.
Yeah,
right?
This is, what are you talking about? The ESPN called this the series to watch because they almost scrapped. Well, they tried to scrap one time.
Yeah.
There's heat between these two. Fires might pitch at some point. This is actually a low key, very interesting series. Yeah. I get what you're saying from. And let's remember, well, the TV market on the West Coast doesn't love the A's.
No, the A's don't rate ever. I mean, it's the A's. They don't ever get primed. The A's don't get primed. I mean, honestly, if you hadn't watched the A's 10 times this year, would you know any of their players? I mean,
No. That's the problem. But the Astros do have known players. The Astros are the bad guys. You know what actually wouldn't be bad for Major League Baseball? Major League Baseball would want the Astros to win.
A Yankee Astro
wow. would be the series.
Yes. They don't want the A's.
No.
Now they want in the ALCS, the Astros would be wonderful.
No, television programmers want the Astros.
Yes.
Yeah. We always say MLB.
Bad
but
guys. You know what?
You want bad guys absolutely. In there. Absolutely. Say hello to the bad guys.
Yeah.
You die, motherfucker! Say hello to my little friend. Basically, all of the sound bites from Ghetto Boys.
Well, and you suck too. Okay, that's what. Nah, I mean that probably doesn't fit. But this is a better. I wanted the White Sox, but I think this is a better matchup. This is probably a better matchup for the Astros. The White Sox can hit. They can hit a ton. The A's are pretty good. They were at home, and so they're really good in that park. We'll see how good they are in this part.
Has Dusty said, I mean, have the Astros come out and said it's McCullers? Is that public yet?
No, it's not McCullers.
But you're saying it's McCullers.
It's McCullers.
Do we know who two is?
We don't.
Well, you haven't scooped anything then. No one cares.
I know. I scooped one. Hey, Berman.
Dell, let me know if somebody puts out the second starter.
Me and Jen in the room. How's that taste, Berman?
Well, we don't even have confirmation of his first scoop.
Yeah.
What?
No one has confirmed that.
Your scoop.
No one's confirmed that. You don't even have the blue check mark.
I'm confirming it.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You can't confirm your own thing.
What? Someone else has to confirm
it. I just confirmed it.
That's fine. When the Astros confirm that McCullers is starting game one, you'll get your flowers from people. Other than that, we'll wait.
Well, and if it's not, then I'll just go,
Yeah, you don't care either way.
I don't care.
You're just taking credit
for now. I don't care. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me, but I was first, Berman. How'd that taste? What?
Yep. I don't think Berman's going to lose any sleep.
Oh, Berman loses sleep when he don't have the scoop, okay? When I out-scoop him.
He probably more upset with the Chandler Rome stuff than this. He's like, oh, John, okay, whatever. It's John. I don't compete against John.
No, he really doesn't. No, but he calls it. Berman is serious about
this. Oh, I know
this
about. I've
Berman,
heard the stories.
He calls and congratulates. How'd you get that? I'm not telling you, Berman.
Oh, he congratulates people when they get scooped?
Yeah, well, he does me. He wouldn't like somebody else.
And then he asks
He can't
you,
stand anybody
He tries to ply your
Who?
Source.
Berman.
Berman's.
He's cutthroat in this deal.
Berman's got some. He told me one time. So Berman is, when I moved back from Louisiana to Houston, or Rosenberg to be exact, my dad knew Berman from back in the day. And so I was going to get I was just going to wait tables. Mark Berman's wife at the time, she passed away, but his wife at the time was running some kind of Cajun restaurant, which back in the day used to be a big deal, Cajun restaurants. And so I was just going to wait tables. Like that's, I talked to Mark about talking to his wife by getting a job waiting tables or something like that. So I'm still in college and, so I've known Berman for a long time. When I came up and through sports, you know, I've talked to him, but he always is. It's not like we're buddy buddy. He kind of has your dad. Everything's about how's your dad doing? How's your dad? Oh, great. And we talk, but he once told me, and this is when I was young. Oh, no, this is when Chet Gladchuk. So Berman actually said something really helpful to me. So I had good intel on something that was going to happen at U of H. It was a coaching move that was going to happen. They were having somebody come in for an interview. I got it from the coaching circles. I knew it was fact. And Chet Gladchuk, it happened behind the scenes, and Chet Gladchuk came out, and I said on the radio on our show, he came out and dismissed it and all this and that. And Berman ended up telling me, this is like 99 or 2000. Berman ended up telling me, you can't come out publicly and say stuff unless you absolutely have it from multiple places, because there are some guys who will try to make you look bad. Like if you try to scoop them and they don't want, and you're getting information out early, they will make you look bad behind the scenes. Dana White did that to Jeremy Botter. Jeremy Botter had the sale of the UFC before Dana could announce it. So Dana basically called him a weirdo and a creep and a loser like all this. And Jeremy Botter has just done a great job of covering MMA forever, but he was so pissed. And Berman told me, never do that. And then we were talking one day. I said, yeah, you know, you get all these scoops. I said, do you ever feel competition? Like, can you be friends? He goes, look, me and David Dilati are good friends, but I would stab him straight through his eye if I could just to get the scoop. And I'm like,
That's aggressive.
Oh,
yeah.
He's serious about the scoop thing.
Right.
So Berman is
Berman's
he is competitive.
He's made an entire career out of it.
I beat his ass. He's been great. Berman,
how'd that taste?
Here's Bob Slovac, friend of all.
Yeah.
Bob Slovac, Channel 13, friend of all, just wants to do nice guy sports. And like, I want the high school kids. And Berman, like, I will stab you through your throat. Like, Berman is like a character in a movie by, like a De Niro movie, you know. I will stab you right through your throat. If this guy tries to take my scoop, I will stab him. I will stab his family through the throat. Like, what?
Whoa.
Just for the scoop?
That's right. That's what scoop does.
Scorsese's coming in. Well, we want to cast some. Who can we cast? Well, there's a sportscaster out of Houston I think would be great for this role.
Is this is probably PD, isn't it? This is probably PD. Is this PD?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, PD. Yeah, what's up? Going on, buddy?
You know that story you're talking about, your kid said go to Yale or jail?
What?
Drink or whatever?
Yes, JT.
Yeah.
My dad told me one time, if I didn't get my head out of my ass, I need to get a glass stomach.
If I didn't get my head out of my ass, I'd need to get a glass stomach. What are other things that your dad told you? Because we remember the story about...
But I don't really get it. What?
Well, because it... I don't really either now that I think.
What does that mean exactly?
It means if your head's up your ass, you need to get a glass stomach so you can see where you're going.
Oh, I got it. So you can see through your...
I told my dad...
Oh, glass on the outside. Not inside a glass canal.
Right. No. You need glass so you can see because your head is up
I get that. Yeah, it's just kind of like mascots. Like the mascots who have to get their heads
the screen
are real up high. Yeah, yeah. Now I got it, PD.
Right, so you can
your
see.
Dad was smart.
Yeah, he was smart. Smarter than us.
He's a smart man. Remember what they gave you for your graduation, your high school graduation?
Yeah, sure do.
Tell people what they gave you.
Luggage.
What for?
To move out.
Pack my stuff and get, you know, out.
And move.
Get out. Here you go.
Here you go.
Here's this should luggage. Pack all your crap up.
That sounds like a great kid.
PD, what's the worst thing you've ever done that was legal?
I'll tell you something I told my lady yesterday or last night. I went to school at Stephen F. Austin, you know, in Nacogdoches.
Right.
And Lufkin is like this side of there. And I was intoxicated on some intoxicants.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up at the bus station, and I thought I saw a guy that looked like my dad on the bus. So I followed him to Lufkin, which was the next stop.
Mm.
And I got on the bus, and it wasn't him.
Mm. That sounds like a PD story.
Yeah.
Intoxicants.
Yeah.
Right.
They are technically called intoxicants.
Right, they are.
He is usually a technically, yeah.
Yep, they do intoxicate.
That was the worst thing you did? That was the worst thing you did that was not against the law?
Well, it was kind of against the law since it was illegal intoxicants.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just PD.
Yeah, right.
I don't really, I mean, he didn't burn anything.
No, I know, but that's a tough question.
PD, have you ever done anything that's really illegal that you would never want police to know about?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Never mind. Have you done this more than five times?
That same thing? No.
Anything that you really wouldn't want police to know about more than five times.
Yes. I mean, you're talking PD.
Yeah. Not you. Yeah, okay. Not you. PD.
PD. Okay.
I've done some things that the police are aware of, too.
Yeah, that's true. PD, how many arrests have you had? I'm going to make the over-under at 2.5.
Three.
Yep. No. Overpaid. It was also minus 150.
Yeah.
Over.
I got out of one of them. The other one, I didn't get out of them. I got beat up a little bit by the cops, but anyway.
Did you really?
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that gets you out of jail, though. That's what you get out of jail card. Hey.
I assaulted them.
They said you. Oh, anyway. They said you assaulted them?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's how they are. Defund.
One time I stole some kids' McNuggets when I was in high school at the McDonald's. And his dad was there. And that didn't go over too good either.
Oh.
No.
You were dealing McNuggets?
I stole them off of their table.
Oh. You stole his McNuggets off the table. Oh. All right. That's all
right. Yeah.
That ain't so bad.
PD, is your old lady now dangerous? Like, do you consider her dangerous? Because you've had some different girlfriends at different times.
He's
like, didn't
gone.
You say?
Yeah,
oh,
said he had to go.
Say that she burned something down, and one of them he said was a redhead was real dangerous, like the red woman or what was it? What is she called?
I don't think he called her the red woman.
Is that the name on Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, in the midst of PD's stuff.
Yeah.
our very own investigative breaking news reporter issued a statement as well.
Yeah.
What? What? I didn't say nothing.
I mean, okay. I mean, it was, I think considering your statements in the past, it was rather shocking.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it me?
Yes.
Did I say that?
Yes. John Granato of ESPN 97.5.
You can't have that happen to PD like that.
So much like a lot of this country, when something happens to someone you care about, now you have a different opinion
on
something.
Well, just that, now you that have, minute, I don't really don't mean it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Just like,
he got hacked.
Just like the country, you say things you don't
mean.
Somebody hacked me.
He was hacked.
Somebody hacked my brain.
He was verbally hacked.
Somebody hacked my brain.
See? Yeah.
843 ESPN 97.5.
By the way, it's confirmed.
What?
Lance McCullers. Tyler, underrated mess, says Lance McCullers is expected to be named game one starter for ALDS, first reported by John Granato. So there's a confirmation.
There's a confirmation right there.
We just got a confirmation.
I need two sources.
So we got a confirmation. Let us know if you're going to confirm anything. 713-780-3776. Right. If you want to confirm John's information.
But by the way, someone just tweeted us a very important question considering our connections and also what PD brought up. I mean, there's a new menu item at McDonald's.
What is it? Spicy chicken nuggets.
Steve McKinney hasn't provided us with
Steve
any.
Where's Steve McKinney?
What the hell? What the hell?
Did he bring any fries with him?
No, he didn't bring the nuggets either.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah,
there's
Steve.
There's a new item on the McDonald's menu.
Come on with that free food, Steve-o.
Did we try it first?
No.
So does it really exist?
I guess not.
No. Nope.
I think that spicy chicken thing is McNuggets is fake news.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah, I tried them. They're all right.
You tried them?
Yeah, they're mid.
All right. Oh, not that much. So guess what Steve McKinney's not doing?
Well, if they were free, they might have tasted better.
It would taste way better.
Yeah, they're
everything
not free.
Tastes better
they weren't free.
Free,
so yeah. They're everything just okay. Tastes, sorry,
everything
Steve.
Tastes better free. All right, 844 ESPN 97.5. Everything's better with testosterone.
Everything is better. It truly is. Your life is better. Your quality of life is better. Men's T Clinic, what they do is they gauge your testosterone level by giving you a test, and then they get results within minutes. If you don't want to stay, you can drive back, and they can give you a call and let you know where your levels are. If your levels are above the normal level, or if they're at the normal level, or even slightly below in some cases, they're not going to treat you because your health is their number one concern. But, you know, because your health is their number one concern, they're also going to treat you if your numbers are low and if it's having an impact on your, you know, body type with the lean muscle mass dropping down with your energy level. plummeting, with your libido being an issue. There's so many different telltale signs. And if one of those hit or multiple, you need to go get tested. And once they get you right, once they get your testosterone levels right, you are back to feeling like $1 million. You're back to being the real you. So make sure that you get back to the same feeling you had in your 20s and your 30s with Men's T Clinic. There's 5 locations in Houston. No excuses not to get in and live your best life and get back to being the real you with menstclinic.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Rockets will not be signing Doc Rivers as their new head coach because he is a 76er. A 6-year deal for with the 76ers. Rockets still don't have a coach. That's the only update we have on that one. Your Houston Texans looks like they are going to play the Minnesota Vikings. Going on, the game will be going on as scheduled. Nothing new on that front from a negative standpoint. The Astros found out who their opponent is going to be. It's the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's will be taking on the Houston Astros in a game of Mike Fiers versus the Astros. Now, Fiers pitched yesterday. He didn't even get out of the second inning. But the question is, will he even make the ALDS roster? I would think so. I would think he would make the roster. But they've gone so far out of their way to make sure that he doesn't have to pitch against the Astros. Look, in a 3-game series, if the A's were to sweep, you probably wouldn't see Mike Fiers. But if it extends, you would think you would see Mike Fiers. He's one of their top 3 pitchers.
Right, but Manaea, it's going to go Bassett, Luzardo, Manaea.
Why do they get a go? Why does he get a rest to go on 2 days rest?
Who?
Why would Manaea? But what about game 4?
You would
think Fiers, right?
Yeah, you would think Fiers. You would think Fiers, but since I mean, I don't know. They've avoided this like the plague, and for it to be in a critical game 4 for Mike Fiers to finally face the Astros, holy crap. That would be amazing. And you're right. They would, the baseball would love it, would welcome it. The ratings would be probably through the roof for that. It would be so totally sweet. Just line drives up the middle at Mike Fiers all day long. That would be just so totally sweet. So this is gonna be fun. I mean, listen, the other side. I hope San Diego advances. I'd love to see San Diego and LA going at it. That's another one. I mean, those two should be meeting in the NLCS, not in the second round.
Right.
So that would be a lot of fun to see that. I think they're in the same bracket. 2020 bracket. I think the Dodgers and that side is in the same bracket. So a lot of fun. A lot of fun right now. I mean, I'm more excited right now. Obviously, our team advanced. If the Astros didn't advance, we would.
But you're starting to get into it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to get into it in the first round until the game started. Once the game started and the Astros got their first lead,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get a little hyped up and now you win a series like, okay, wow. All right, forget the quote-unquote regular season. It's the A's now.
Yep.
It's the A's, and then if you win, you could have the you know, a couple of your old enemies from, you know, from last year. The two teams you faced last year are facing off now.
Yep.
You got the best of it. You get the A's.
Yep.
You got the best
of it. Oh, you absolutely got the best of it. Well, the Yankees and Tampa, the two best teams in the American League, are hooking up in the ALDS. They're without question, those are the two best teams left in the AL. So those two are hooking up, and the A's and Astros, one of those two is going to advance. And I'm sure you're right. Baseball is hoping it's going to be the Astros, because that's the storylines will be tremendous, the Astros being in the ALCS.
Oh, that's all they wanted to talk about in the spring.
And obviously they're hoping it's the Yankees because it's the Yankees. But, yeah, the winner of the Cardinals and Padres today will face the Dodgers. The Cubs got rained out yesterday, so the Cubs are down to Miami 1-0, and they'll face Atlanta when they get that series done. Maybe this is why, because of rainouts, that they waited until Monday to start both of these series. Miami and Chicago will try to play game two today, and they'll face Atlanta, whoever wins that series. So here we go. This is fun. Would you like to see this as the format going forward?
Not really. I liked what they had before.
You did?
Yeah, I think you had to. Baseball will probably do it if they feel like they can get that many games on TV. There was 8 games on television one day.
Yeah.
It was 8 games on television. On
Wednesday.
My guess is they were not heavily viewed. I'll go look for it. A lot of them are in the middle of the afternoon on off-brand, not off-brand channels, but, you know, you don't typically look for. The Astros are on ESPN2.
They were on ABC.
They were on ABC. People didn't. That's not normal.
Well, no. Yankees and Cleveland were on ESPN. That was obviously, I would imagine that was pretty, I don't know. I haven't seen the ratings, but I would imagine it was pretty well watched. Listen, nothing's going to compare. And being in the middle of the football season, however it was in the middle of the week that they had 8 games on a Wednesday. So I would imagine people tuned in. I would imagine people, I know I watch, but that's what we do. I kind of like it. I think it brings so many more, obviously. But every sport has so many teams. The NFL just added another team. So they've got 7 in each conference. That's 14 teams that are in the playoffs now. The basketball has 16 teams. Hockey has 16 teams. And this year, baseball has 16 teams. I could see this. I could see them enjoying this and going forward. 3-game series are awful tough now. But for the most part, the cream has risen to the top.
By the way, did you see this? This came out 12 hours ago. The NBA's first ever October finals saw a new low game one rating, down 45% from last year with the Warriors and Raptors. Lakers Heat average, and this is LeBron is playing. Lakers Heat average 7.4 million viewers, the lowest number ever recorded for an NBA finals game.
Wow.
Dating back to 1988.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing about the coronavirus and we can't wait to have sports back and everybody's going to be watching, it ain't the case. It ain't the case.
Well, it's all jammed into one time, too.
Well, and not only that, but it might have been. Well, you're right. And it was heads up against baseball as well. Heads up against baseball playoffs, which I'm sure took some of it away. I'm sure all the political stuff is taking people away from the NBA. I'm sure that is the case. But maybe the coronavirus, people were not watching sports, and
When was the debate?
The debate was Tuesday.
When was that Heat? Was that a Wednesday game?
It was.
That was Wednesday. Heat Lakers was Wednesday.
Was Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, and they had playoff baseball on at the same time.
Yes, right.
But no, we have not seen.
No, here's the deal. Kentucky Derby,
Indy 500.
All down.
Everything is down across the board.
The U.S. Open had the worst.
U.S. ratings. Open in both golf, which was rescheduled, and tennis are down. The NBA playoffs so far have seen year-over-year declines as well. And that trend continued into Wednesday's game one of the NBA Finals.
I wonder what the Masters will be like, if the Masters can overcome this.
It needs Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Well, and the reality is you have some really good young golfers.
No, you got great golfers.
This is a really good time for golf, I would think, right?
Right. And Bryson DeChambeau
What's his name from Texas?
Oh, Jordan Spieth?
Because remember when Spieth 2 years ago had the incredible year, three years ago? That happens in golf all the time. Rory, this is the year of Rory. This is the year of Spieth. This is the year of DeChambeau.
Well, this actually was the year of Dustin Johnson before.
Dustin Johnson? Well, last year was the year of What's his name? Who wears thongs all the time?
Oh, yeah. Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
The thong guy? Really?
Well, that's who... You chose to make those videos?
No.
You're the thong guy. You wear a thong once, you're the thong guy. Well, that's the rule.
Well, he did a couple times. But yes, last year, Tiger captured, but Tiger won the Masters.
Yeah. But Brooks was the best golfer last year.
Yeah, well, he's been the best golfer for a few years, a couple of years, actually. But
you don't know now what Bryson DeChambeau is the best now.
Well, Dustin Johnson had a better year than he did. He just won the U.S. Open.
Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka is still a major factor.
Well, you know, Brooks fell off this year.
But that's how golf is.
Yeah, right.
You can literally just like, you're king of the world, and then you fall off for a year. Yeah. What's Jordan Spieth done over the last couple of years?
He's been bad.
How does that happen?
Because you just fall off. It's golf. You just fall off. That's why what Tiger did is so amazing.
That's why baseball's another one you can just fall off, but not like when you're Jose Altuve. This is just a rarity. Like,
well, but
this is
like a golf thing. Are you saying the same thing about Christian Yelich? Are you saying the same thing about Cody Bellinger?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Baseball's the only other sport where that ever happens, where you can just have a bad year. Like golf and baseball, and they're the ones where you have the most. You can mentally get a little bit fragile. In basketball,
Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, but that's not a star player. In basketball, great players are great players. You don't just see all of a sudden a drop by 10 points. And then the guy gets it back 2 years later.
Right.
In football, if you drop off, you're usually going to drop off.
Spieth got married, lost his edge. It's not because of his wife. Yeah. Reagan blames everything on the families.
He really does.
He really does. The Astros were terrible at home last year because of their families. Reagan, not everybody hates their family like you apparently
do. Can you tell me how they did on the road this year against the Twins?
They kicked their ass.
Ooh. Thank you. Wow. Not
Reagan,
with the families.
And how the Astros did the wives, play at home this year,
did the Astros wives get to? Did the Astros wives get to go?
No.
No, because of the Josh James. What happened again? Remember?
Something. Manny Fresh wants to get in here. Manny Fresh, what's going on?
You know, I love baseball for the simple fact that if you play the game the right way and you approach the game the right way and you do the right things, baseball is usually pretty kind to you. When you make stupid decisions and you do stupid things, karma usually rears her ugly head in a baseball game in a big situation. For example, all those at-bats Toro had when we had runners in scoring position and two outs, that was karma for playing Toro, right? This series with the A's, it's going to play out where Mike Fryers is going to have to make an appearance. Simply because the baseball gods look down and they understand that this guy cannot escape being the rat that he is. He is going to have to take the mound against the Astros at some point this series. And the Astros are going to make this dude pay for it. I think the Astros can sweep these guys. Because we all know that Chavez Ravine is Minute Maid Park 2.0 for our boys. We own that place. So I think they can go in and they can sweep. But a little part of my heart, a little bit of me, is hoping that somehow this series gets extended so the baseball gods can do what they do and have Mike Fryers take the mound against the Houston Astros.
That would be totally sweet.
I want
sweet.
It to happen.
Yep, that would be totally sweet.
And let me ask you this. What are the odds? Today's what are the odds? Wednesday, right?
Right.
What are the odds that one of the Astros just lets a bat go?
Swing
as hard as they can.
Low odds.
No.
You know, you can't risk a chance of getting kicked out.
That would be totally sweet.
Okay, what are the odds one of the guys lays down a bunt towards first, and Fryers goes to field it, and they truck him like that dude in
like that dude on the video.
That was Lenny Randle.
Yeah,
it was Lenny.
Yeah. Lenny Randle.
Yep.
God, that was the best.
Well, what if
that
he has to cover first?
That was.
What if he has to cover first? And somebody puts a spike.
Oh, a spike on the back of his on his Achilles.
No, on his calf. I want his whole leg ripped off.
No, he can't do his calf. It can't be that obvious. Just get his Achilles. 901. Yeah. We appreciate it, Manny. 901 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Chastain Ford is what we got to talk about. And how about, I mean, the prices are ridiculous. They're ridiculous right now. When you're talking about the F-150 XLT and you're talking about $28,999, this is where it starts. Are you kidding me? This is fantastic. Oh, it's the STX, not the XLT. It's the STX 2020 F-150 STX. And it's just ridiculously low. I can't take it anymore. Why are you giving these cars away? Pre-owned. They got a pre-owned cargo van starting at $22,595. Ford makes everything at Chastain Ford is top of the line. Can't be nicer. You go to the dealership and it's clean. It's social distancing. You will love it. You can go and check out the cars. I like to go and touch them and feel them and see them and sit in them and drive them there. But if you are somebody that likes to do it at home, they've got everything at home for you. Right now, you can go to ChastainFord.com. You can value your trade online. You can get pre-approved. You can schedule your test drive. They'll deliver the car. You can customize your own payments. So they'll ask you, one of the first things I'll ask you, what do your payments have to be per month? Because that's kind of a big deal, right? Because of COVID and making less money and all that stuff. You can do this all online. You don't have to show up because the other dealerships won't let you do this because they have to upsell you on all the other stuff. Chastain Ford doesn't do that. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck. Chastain Ford, you're going to love dealing with these people. It's on Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.